I want to jump farther away from the main subject, and whatever that may be. Read a dream, which is not mine, don't worry. It's dream from a book that's recently been published by a friend of mine, Robert Laughlin, who's been working with the Indians in Sinacantan and in Chiapas on the Guatemalan border in southern Mexico. He's an anthropologist and a very literate one. He started collecting dreams of the Indians between 15 and 20 years ago, and realized that to do it to his own satisfaction, he was going to have to publish a dictionary of the Tsotsi language before he felt that he was doing the job right. So he spent 11 years building this tremendous dictionary and publishing it, and then finally got the dream book out. And I don't know of any collection of dreams remotely like these. And I'd like to read one or two of them, because they're close to something I want to go on to that another friend and I have been working on. These I'm choosing almost at random from the first informant named Romin Teratol, who was a very remarkable man, who was always very formal, and he began all his dreams in this very formal way. God, my Lord, I, Romin Teratol, I don't know why I dream so often. I don't know if it's because I have so many enemies or because there are so many envious people behind me, beside me. Last night, maybe around 2 a.m, it seemed as if many women came to the place where I sleep. First they knocked on the door and it wasn't open for them. And then they entered by themselves. They broke in the door. Then they reached the other door to the very place where I sleep and they knocked on it. But I didn't open it for them because I already knew they were evil people and I knew it was nighttime. They broke in again by themselves. Then I got out of my bed. I went to push against my door, but since there were more women, they won. They opened the door. Since I had turned on my light, I opened my door, but they didn't come in because the light was on. Then, as for me, I yelled. I shouted to the landlord there, but I couldn't yell. I was struck dumb with fear, but I screwed up my courage. I went out. I wrestled with the women, with the girls, because there were a great many. I didn't see if they were Ladinas or our own people. You couldn't see very well because it was nighttime. When they were about to kill me, I remembered what could be done to unnerve them a little. I took off my pants, turned them inside out, and then I threw them in their faces. And then they were scared by it. All the women went out into the street. Now me, I wasn't afraid anymore. I regained my courage because they fled, and I found a stick lying there by the door. I picked it up and whacked a woman's leg with it. Her leg broke immediately, and now I wasn't able to close the big door. And they came in and found me another time. Me, I hurried inside. Then I entered the landlord's house, the place where they sleep in their rooms. Then the women headed straight for my room, since they knew where I slept. But again, they didn't go in because the light was on. As for me, they didn't see me because I was hiding inside the other house. And then I woke up, but I was terribly scared, and that's how it ended. Maybe it's because there are just witches who are tormenting my soul. Or maybe the earth is dangerous. I don't know. He doesn't seem to have a very happy relation with the opposite sex, but they are. And he doesn't in this one either with his wife, but that's. If you start apologizing for the character of people with talents, I mean, there's no end to that. But now again, early this morning, the 1st of March, I had another dream. I went to visit Doña Laurentia Cruz, it seemed. She is the Ladina who lives next to the town hall. I arrived there. Are you there, ma'am? I said. I'm here, she said. Ma'am, won't you sell me some of your quinces, because I long to eat some, I said. Choose as many as you want, she said. I chose them, but I picked the very best quinces. They were very big, very ripe. I finished picking them. How much do I owe you, ma'am? A peso, she said. Ah, take it then, I said, and I left her house. When I reached the road, all the civil officials were coming along. They cleared the road, and they continued on to fix the bridge over the big gully. They added more supports. They went on. They cut the weeds on either side of the road. Me, I hurried off home, because they might tell me to work, too. Now, when I'd almost reached my gate, my wife was sitting there cooking food on the side of the path, and she was nodding her head. What are you doing here, I said. Where are the children? Why did you leave them alone in the house? They must be crying. Can't you cook the meal at home? Is the stink of shit at the foot of the fence so delicious, I asked her. And then I went home with my wife. That's when I woke up. But a dream like this, with my children gone and their mother alone cooking the meal at the foot of the fence, probably means that my children will die, because I never saw their faces. It is bad that the civil officials were cleaning the sides of the road. It means a funeral, or else maybe that their mother will die. But the quinces I went to buy will bring stomach upset, because whatever we eat in our dreams is very cold. I don't know that they... I shouldn't have read them the other way around, but I read those partly just for the pleasure, and partly as a link with some translations that Lachlan, the man who took them down, and Catherine Brandstetter and I have been doing from two villages down there. And these aren't dreams, but it seems a wonderful illustration of the connection between people who are very on very close and intimate terms with large parts of their minds, and I don't mean just their rational minds, but what one would not consider rational from the 18th century to the present, and dreams. I mean, here's an example in which